I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Kennedy, are you there?
Yep.
Annie?
Hello.
Producer Dan?
Yes.
Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast for topics we discuss, and then you leave amazing 5-star reviews. So it's essentially Yeah,
I
need you to leave like 1 1/3 stars for each topic. That gets us to 5-star review,
perfect.
Right? As always, Kennedy, you're up first. What you got?
All right, I have a question about sports. Sports.
Hey.
So, J.J. Watt just went from Texas to Arizona.
Yes, ma'am.
And J.J. Watt wears the number 99. And J.J. Watt likes to wear the number 99. And in Arizona, that number has been retired.
Yes.
However, he's J.J. Watt, so he got what he got. I have a problem with this. I think if your number gets retired, it should stay retired. It was retired for a reason.
Absolutely.
You were the best of what they had. You were the best of the best. And just because somebody's superstitious or whatever, I have a hard time with it. And I know people have come in and like paid people money to switch numbers with them. I know that this is a thing with a lot of people, but I don't get it. I feel like if it's up in the rafters,
yes,
or on the side of Fenway Park, like that's it. Your thoughts.
So they unretired a number? I didn't know that.
Yep. At least that's what I read.
Who wore it?
I don't know. I don't know anyone from the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, who knows? So here is where this first came to mind for me, and it put me in a weird place, and that was when Dale Earnhardt died. Mm-hmm. And Dale Earnhardt in NASCAR drove number 3.
Sure.
And then, you know, not long after, some other driver was driving a NASCAR car with the number 3.
Yeah, but they didn't retire the number.
They, you know, but he was the sport's biggest star. And I thought, wow, how could anybody wear, use the number 3 again? It's so associated with Dale Earnhardt. Or the number 23, say for Michael Jordan. Like, who would want to be 23 on the Chicago Bulls?
A ton of people.
Every single person.
But for the Chicago Bulls is what I'm saying. Who would ever want to wear that number? Or who would ever want to wear number 33 for the Celtics? I think when you have a sport in its infancy, sure, okay, let's retire a number. But there's only so many numbers.
But so, every number hasn't been retired. There's 1 through 100.
Right.
And in most places, like Fenway Park has 7.
Retired
eight?
Numbers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to picture them along the wall.
Yes.
2.
Yeah.
I mean, and they've been in existence since 1901.
Yeah.
So it's 100 years.
Or 13, excuse me.
Yeah, so if you, say 100 years after that, say you get that many numbers retired, there's only so many numbers.
Well, then get there when you get there. But we're not there yet.
You're going to run out of numbers if you're retiring
not
everybody.
Not for another 100 fucking years, I think. I mean, I hear what you're saying, if we start using up all the numbers, but all the numbers aren't used up.
Right.
And see, you can't wear every number. So as a quarterback, you can't wear number 99. You're a lower number. So if you're retiring...
You wouldn't want that number because it wouldn't be your number. As a quarterback, you would have had a number like 12 or 13 or 2 or 8. And when you went to a different... When you went to a different whatever.
Right.
I agree with you. Like, if I saw a young Celtics player try to take 33, I'd lose my mind.
Right.
I just feel like legendary. But this only comes around. There's only a couple legends in sports.
Yeah, but it's because we're in it now, and 200 years from now, nobody's going to remember.
I'm not talking about 200
years.
Yeah,
we're talking about now.
But we're talking about today.
You have to think about the future. You can't just.
I don't think J.J. Watt should be able to go to a new team and be like, I want that number.
Who was the guy that paid off the other guy to get his number?
I don't know.
That happens in every locker room.
All right.
Yeah.
If
a guy who's more senior comes to the team and wants a number, and if it's a younger guy, he'll buy him, he'll pay him off.
Tom Brady got number 12 when he went to Tampa.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. Like, why?
But that number wasn't retired.
No, I know.
I feel like it's just, and I really like J.J. Watt, but I feel like I wouldn't go to a new team and be like, I know that number's retired.
I mean,
but
I get
it.
It's your identity, some part of your identity, but
just looking it up, it says the daughter of the man gave her blessing. So if it doesn't bother her, it certainly don't bother me.
Who was the player? Just not that it matters, but
let me see. I don't know. Marshall Goldberg.
Should bother the team.
Marshall Goldberg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so here we are, Marshall Goldberg's number being unretired. You know.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. If it doesn't bother his daughter, I'm not bothered by it.
Yeah, but it bothers, like, what about the entire fan base that was, like, supportive of him and loved him? And
I think they're just happy to have J.J. Watt.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't believe in the – I love honoring the numbers. I think, like, having the stuff up in the rafters is cool when you go to the Garden. But I just you can't hold on to a number forever. You just can't. You're gonna run out of numbers.
I don't want Peyton Pritchard wearing number 33. I don't. And I love Fast PP, but you can't wear Larry Bird's number. I'm sorry.
I do like that they did they retire number 42 in baseball? They had talked about that.
Who was number 42?
Isn't that Jackie Robinson? Jackie Robinson's number's been retired around the league for a long time.
Yeah, so nobody can wear the number 42.
That's Jackie Robinson.
On any baseball team.
Yeah.
All right. I love it.
Yeah, that one I like.
Yeah,
that's the only one I like.
Yes, because he broke a color barrier.
I get
first
it, but a lot of these people have broken a lot of things too.
Right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But yeah.
Anyway, that's what I have.
All right, my thing kind of comes from the sports world too, but it's not really about sports. There was a woman who works, I think, for the NFL Network down in Texas, and she posted an opening for an internship, and it's an unpaid internship, and the job had something to do with editing.
I didn't think unpaid internships were legal anymore.
So this is where we're going with this. This particular internship had to do with editing film of high school players or college players. College players going to the NFL, something like that.
Highlight reels and stuff like that.
And the internet came at her about this unpaid internship. Now, in her defense, this had nothing to do with her. She had shared it. It was a friend of hers that was actually looking. It was not her position. It wasn't her decision. She was just sharing it. But she got crushed.
Yeah.
Like, you're a horrible human being. How can you have people work for free? But going back to the internship thing of paid internship versus free internship, I'm kind of curious where each of you stand.
There is no such thing as a free internship anymore.
Yeah. That is untrue.
I have a unique take on it. Right. I worked as an unpaid intern on this show for a few years.
Yeah, but then they changed the law. We had, you know what I mean?
So
because you were getting paid for nothing. You know what I mean?
So just to clarify, there are some states where internships, it is illegal for them to be unpaid.
Right.
Some states.
Of recent.
Right. Some states where you can, and it is not our company's policy is you have to be paid. It is not a law in Massachusetts that you have to be paid for internships. So you could, in theory, have an internship in Massachusetts.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
And be unpaid.
That's what I think. Yeah. I think you have to pay someone. How else will they want to do the job, B, do a good job, C, like, realize that there's possibilities for advancement? Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't know how you... I mean, and I know we did it because it was like school credit or whatever.
Right.
But
I read so much about this morning because the whole thing of I worked three unpaid internships when I was in college. That's what you did. Mine was a lot for school, but I just needed the experience, right? But I read a lot about it this morning because people that can have unpaid internships typically are in a situation where they have some kind of financial backing, right? Mm-hmm. That you won't crumble. Mm-hmm. Or you're doing an unpaid internship, but you're also working two extra jobs.
Yeah, that's
so
what
you,
I was doing.
So you can pay, right? Like Dan did and I did. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people that maybe their parents are supplying them the money so that they can have these unpaid internships, so that they can work for an NFL team, so they can dedicate 40 hours to doing these things. Mm-hmm. What about disenfranchised people that can't do that? Mm-hmm. So do they have the same chance of getting an unpaid internship or the same abilities?
Mm-hmm. Plus, you don't have to fall under HR rules. You know what I mean?
Like, there's so much. Here.
Yeah, if I didn't live with my parents, I never would have been able to wade through the years where I wasn't
really getting
paid anything.
Yeah.
Without their support, I would have had to go find a different job.
What if you're out of the house at 18 years old and you're trying to get into radio and you're doing an unpaid internship? What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess for me, and I did an unpaid internship when I was at Connecticut School of Broadcasting. And so for me, from my perspective, it was such invaluable lessons that I was learning. Yeah. And while I wasn't getting paid per se, I learned so much that allowed me to get to that next level of job, right?
For sure.
Learn that same amount and get paid. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
it would be the same job.
So in my eyes, I was getting paid in knowledge.
But you'd get paid in knowledge and money.
Right.
If it was a paid, you know what I mean? It would. The job isn't any different just because you're not getting paid.
And I was getting credit at school as well for
sure,
it.
Sure, and so you would as well as a paid internship.
So I think, like I said, for me, I like the idea of the exchange of knowledge instead of pay. If you know, and like I said, I hadn't thought much about what you're talking about, having access and what you can afford. And listen, I went back to school older. I was 29 or 30 when I was in Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Right.
And I was working three jobs and I had kids and,
right.
you know, driving. I drove, you know, I'm not saying that I had it harder than anybody
no,
else. Like
no.
We all have our struggles.
Right, but
we've
if you've
all
been getting gas money for doing the exact same work that you did for free.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Why wouldn't you?
I went to night school at Connecticut School of Broadcasting and there was a mix of the class where a lot of them were 20-year-old kids who were just doing this mm-hmm. and a lot of them were older people who were working working full time and just trying to change their life pattern.
Right.
I think it needs to be watched. I don't want to see, you know, kids in college being taken advantage of. You know, we probably did not do a great job when we were younger starting out. I know we sent a lot of kids out for coffee and, you know, but we also taught a lot of...
If you were paid, I'd still send them out for coffee. I'm just saying.
but... You know, I look back at a lot of the kids that came through that were, you know, college kids and what they learned from us without getting paid or getting paid. They learned a lot from us. I think when they were paying, they were getting maybe $10 an hour. So it's not really.
It's a minimum wage, but it's still money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I agree with you.
You still have skin in the game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They definitely have to be more closely monitored and regulated and all of these mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
I think because, like, I mean, I was doing shit now that I'm like, what the? How is that allowed? You know
right.
what I mean? I did learn so much, and I'm mm-hmm. so happy I did
right.
them, but you're also, I was up at 5 a.m. busting my ass for
mm-hmm.
someone that didn't pay me. I was doing right. her job,
sure.
you know?
Yeah. No, I get that. So anyway, I just thought it was interesting conversation. This poor woman that posted it,
I know.
She got eviscerated. And she's like, hey, this isn't even my
right.
job.
Whoa. Hands up.
Time out. Twitter fingers.
White flag.
Yeah. So anyway. All right, Annie, what you got?
So I saw this Twitter thread about basic life skills that people don't know how to do, and it started with a guy that didn't know how to open a combination lock, which is crazy to me. How do you not know? Like, that's what you had in middle school.
Yeah.
Did you guys have lockers?
I had lockers all the way through high school.
I did, too, but, like, that's where you start.
Yeah, it was
like
a combination
lock. You have to go out and buy one and everything. Or if you have a gym locker, like, you had to go out and buy a lock. So it started with that, and then just, like, all of the things people don't know how to do. I don't know how to whistle. That's like, one of my things I've tried.
That might just be
times.
So something with your mouth
right.
that
yeah.
you
right.
can't do that.
I don't know if that qualifies as a...
Well, you can't even hail cabs anymore, so really, what's the point of it?
Like, people that still can't...
wash their clothes.
Analog clocks. Like, that really don't... They have to look at it way too long to know what time it is, which is crazy to me. People that still have to hold up left...
That's
like
my wife.
Fingers.
My wife can't remember left from right to
there's
save her
just,
life.
There's so many funny things.
Like, you have
things.
A master's degree in education. You can't remember left or right?
Tying a tie, like a bunch of guys.
Oh, I had to tie
everybody's tie.
Bow ties
everybody's
are
tie.
Hard.
Ironing, like, parallel parking cracks me up because I parallel parked for my driving test, and then I didn't do it again for, Jesus, maybe 5 years. And then going to Southie all the time, you have to parallel park. And I make Rob get out of the car. I'm like, get out of the car. Because I can't do it with someone else, like, mm-hmm. watching me. Like,
it's too
I
much
need...
pressure.
I hate it. Or if there's someone behind me, Dan, I'm like, no, go around.
This
go
is
around.
Why I believe, this is a weird turn, but this is why I think everybody should spend 2 years in the military. As, you know, just like as a thing, you come out of high school, you spend 2 years in the military because you learn so many life skills in the military.
The basic
you are
life
forced
skills.
To do them all.
Yeah.
You're forced to change the oil in the vehicle.
Yeah.
You're forced to do your own clothes, spit shine your boots. All you're forced to kind of be out on your own and live life under the net of people looking out for you so you don't.
But that's college.
That's college.
I
learned everything in college.
Yeah.
Because you're on your own for the first time. You got to do your own laundry.
I was 1,500 miles away from home.
Yeah, but you didn't learn how to parallel park.
Nobody needs to know how to parallel park unless they live in the city.
Right.
Period.
That's
I
what
lived
I'm
in
saying.
The suburbs.
I knew
I
how to
driveways.
Do it. I just didn't
how to
do
back
it.
Up a truck with a trailer on it.
Never. I never will because it scares the
oh
shit out of me.
Oh, my God.
Nor
and
should
I will
you.
Never, ever do it.
Are you kidding me? Backing up a truck with a trailer on it is awesome.
No, fuck. You turn this way and the trailer goes that way? No, sir.
I could teach you guys a thing or two about backing up a truck with a right. trailer.
Nope. Right. And folding a fitted sheet. I
can show you.
I need to be shown.
I can totally show you. My grandma taught me.
I just crumple it.
It's not as pretty as when she did it.
Right.
But I can totally show you how.
But it's just so funny seeing the people like admit to things like, crap, I have no idea how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I learned like really how to do laundry, I'd say, when I went to college. Like, I did it in high school, kind of. But like, my mom was watching my basketball uniform and stuff. Like,
right.
College, I was like, oh shit, I'm far.
I have no clothes.
I have to learn how to do this and not ruin them.
Because they're all I have.
That's crazy. Good stuff. Producer Dan.
So, do you guys know who Saweetie is, or Saweetie?
Saweetie?
Yes. Yeah. She is.
What
a
was
musician.
Her biggest song?
She just dropped a song with Doja Cat. It's called Best Friend. Mm.
She's
she
also
did a song, My Type.
I like that.
That's oh, my that's best my type.
Now
yeah.
I know who she is. Thank you.
And she's also dating Quavo from the Migos, who's also a very big rapper. Lil Power. They're a power couple, if you will.
Okay. Yes, they are.
But she kind of set the internet viral the other day, unintentionally. She didn't even mean to. But there's video of her eating a plate of spaghetti, and she grabs a bottle of ranch dressing and dumps so much on the spaghetti that you can't see the noodles anymore.
Was there sauce on it?
Yeah,
on
it was red sauce spaghetti.
Okay.
And then, but then it wasn't. Then it was just a
ranch.
And she set the internet on fire. People have opinions about, I don't like ranch.
Making my mouth water.
I know.
Ranch goes on salad, and that's it, in my opinion. People dip it on pizza. It's crazy.
Oh, but dipping your spicy pizza into ranch
or
is
chicken
so
wing.
Good.
Would you put ranch dressing on spaghetti
no!
that has tomato sauce
no.
on it?
That's
no.
a weird one.
Go look at the video, too. It's a lot.
So does she, because to me, like, ranch dressing is like on an iceberg salad and it's cold and it's, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
did she heat up
like,
the ranch?
Did she heat up the ranch or was it?
Well, it's going to be warm that it's on the spaghetti now.
Room temperature?
I mean, do you heat up the ranch when you dip your pizza in it that's hot? I mean, it's the same thing.
So I get the ranch, like I usually get it from Domino's, so it's little pack things that aren't cold. So, yeah, I generally like it a little more room temperature.
Dan, at the Waffle House, which I know you guys don't have room.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've not been blessed with the Waffle House.
At the Waffle House, one of the things you get is your hash browns. And there are many terms, like scattered, smothered, and covered, for example, is instead of being in a little round thing, it's scattered, and then smothered and covered is cheese and onions. You can get it chunked, diced, made to write bad checks, all of these things. Some are chili, ham, onions, cheese. I'm trying to, beans.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who used to get all the way. So all of those things.
That was me.
And then, no, it wasn't. It was Brian Rose. And then the ranch dressing on top.
It's just.
Talk about something you don't want to look at.
It's just a lot.
It's a lot.
It's
but
a lot.
Ranch on spaghetti is mean. It's mean to do to the spaghetti. It's mean to do to the nice red sauce that's on it. That is how it's meant
it's
to be.
Mean.
If you want to do an Alfredo, okay. If you want to do
like if you were making a tuna salad with noodles, I use a little ranch dressing on that. Do you not like tuna salad with noodles? I love tuna salad with noodles.
No, what do you mean tuna
what?
Salad noodles?
Tuna salad with noodles.
Yeah, you make noodles. Like I use like egg like, noodles. And then I add tuna fish, a couple cans of tuna fish. I add peas. And then I add like ranch dressing or mayonnaise or something.
It's kind of like
creamy.
Is that like a tuna helper? Is that what's happening?
Or like a pasta.
Do you remember tuna helper in a box?
I do. But
like hamburger helper, they had tuna helper.
I don't know why you need that in a box.
No, but I'm just saying that was like what I.
No, I get it. But yeah,
I can't
probably the same thing. You just make the noodles with the spices and you add a meat.
Yeah, that's like a tuna helper
you
hamburger.
You can eat it hot,
helper.
You can eat it cold. It's one of my favorite meals.
I hate hot tuna. Don't come at me with your hot tuna.
Really, no tuna melt for
no.
you?
No.
Oh, give
sounds
it
like
to
a
me.
Good band name.
Give it to me.
Hot tuna is a it is a band.
Oh,
hot tuna is a band. Yeah,
a popular band.
Yeah, they've been they've been around for a long time. Actually, go look them up. They've
hot
been around
tuna.
A really long time. So, hot tuna. Yeah.
I generally don't care how people make their food either,
right.
because it's how it's you're paying for it or you made it. Like if people
tastes
eat their
good for
if
you
eat your steak well done, I don't care. Just don't come near me with my steak being well done.
Don't put ketchup on it. In front
but
of me.
This
I
is if you want that's a it's a disturbing amount of ranch.
Well, I can't wait to go watch it, Dan. Thank you.
All right. Please again, if you would leave us a review, we would appreciate it. Help spread the word about the Unfiltered F Show podcast. Thank you.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.